So, who likes nativity plays? Well, we're not quite going to do a play, but we are going to have a nativity scene, okay? And you're all already dressed up, and you've already got your parts, including Dom. And Marco, which is great. And Ethan.
Stella.
Sandra. If anyone's got a camera, please take a picture. So, who's Mary? Christina, you're Mary. And who's Joseph?
Romeo.
Romeo, lovely. Would Mary and Joseph please like to come out? Actually, we're going to... I think you could just stand there.
Yeah, I'll get stand.
Let's put you there. There we go.
What do I get?
If you just, well, but it's a stable. Oh. Let's do this one. Oh, there we go. Mary, if you could sit here, that would be great. So we've got Mary and Joseph, who are the parents of Jesus, obviously. Dom, what are you?
I'm the shepherd.
You're a shepherd. Have we got any other shepherds? Well, we've got some sheep, which is fantastic. Okay, so shepherds and sheep. We need shepherds and sheep. So if we shepherds... the sheep are fantastic. Thank you, Marco.
Very naughty sheep.
And kings. Kings? One king? Marco? Let's put you over here, shall we? Because you've come from the east.
From the east?
Where's the east? Somewhere over there. No, so, never mind. There we go. Right, are you going to put your hat on? By the way, do you like the Heavenly Host? Yeah, that was down at Girton Glebe School. But we need the angels, okay?
Come on, Stella.
Ivy. Actually, Stella looks like an archangel. Okay, so you can flutter over there because you went to see the shepherds, didn't you? Ooh, but please don't fall over. So we've got a good show here, haven't we? But we do need a star. Who's going to be the star?
Oh, yes. I've got my camera to take a picture. Where am I going? Behind?
Well, if you go over here with the angels.
Watch that.
How come Josh and Jade are hiding at the back?
Because they said they would rather watch it. So I respected their wishes.
Could you put that down there somewhere? I just want to move this. We've almost had two people tripping over it. Can we just move that to the back? Right.
What are you holding? Oh, you crook something. He's
right, I think we've got everyone, haven't we? And if anyone wants to take a picture, please do, because I think they look fantastic. And we've got Mary and Joseph, we've got shepherds and sheep, we've got angels, we've got angels. We've got the star. Now, just think about this for a moment. Who do you think's the most important? Do you think it's the angels? Who said me? We'll get to that later. Is it actually Mary?
No.
Do you think?
No.
No?
The sheep.
The king? Your sheep?
No.
Sorry?
Jesus in the manger.
There's no one in there.
Do you mean we're having a nativity without Jesus? Oh no.
Yes, no
We haven't got Jesus. Do you know, it's easy to forget Jesus.
It is easy.
Isn't it? Well, we haven't totally forgotten Jesus because he is hiding.
Are you going to get in the manger?
No, I'm not going in the manger and I'm not Jesus. There we go. Oh, baby Jesus. There we go.
Mary, there you go.
Right. Okay, so all these people actually had something to do, didn't they? What did Mary do?
She gave birth to Jesus.
Mary gave birth to Jesus. What an amazing privilege that would have been for a young Jewish girl who actually understood the scriptures and really may not have known the whole picture, but had a good idea of what was happening. An amazing, amazing privilege that was. What about Joseph? What was his role? Sorry?
To look after him.
To look after him, yes.
Earthly father
taught him to be a carpenter. I think particularly around the time of his birth, he actually protected Jesus, didn't he? Because he was responsible for taking the young family to Egypt to be protected from Herod.
I could walk.
Yeah, so it was quite a way. Well, what about the kings? What did they do?
Awesome.
Yeah, they brought.
Great, they are great.
They're cool. Bro.
They brought gifts, didn't they? And they came all the way from the east. They sought Jesus, as they say. You know, the wise men sought Jesus, and wise men still seek Jesus today. So they had an important role, which pointed to Jesus. The shepherds. What did the shepherds do? Sorry?
They looked after the sheep.
They were told the news of Jesus' birth and they went to find this child who had been born in the city of David. Yeah.
They went to the farm.
Yeah, they went to the farm, yeah. And do you know what they did immediately afterwards? It said that they spread the word concerning him. So if you like, they were the first evangelists to tell other people. Who else? Who have I missed out?
The angels.
Oh, the angels. Yeah, well, they had an important role, didn't they? They really had an impact. And the star.
Yeah.
The star really should be wandering over around with them.
We follow it.
Yeah, we follow the star, yeah.
Yeah.
The star, and then, okay, so everyone there had a role to play, but really, the scene is all about Jesus, isn't it? Easy to get distracted. Even as Christians, it's very easy to get distracted and we can go after all sorts of other things that we think are important, rather than bringing everything to the Lord. But why is the birth of this child so important?
God with us.
He's God with us, isn't he? That's actually what we heard in our reading from John. And, just think about it. It says that all things were created through him. All things were created through him. I mean, that makes him the star of the show, doesn't it? And then it said, in him was life. And that life was the light of all people. So that's amazing. That makes him the star of the show, doesn't it? And it said that the Son, or the Word of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. So, like Jenny said, he was God who became man, not a man who became God and exalted himself as God, but God who became man. He spent 3 years teaching, and I think that's why he's the star of the show as well, because his teaching is really important. What sort of things did Jesus teach? Yeah? Yeah, what sort of things? You don't know? Yeah, I mean, usually that's what, remember, he said the most important commandment is that you love God and
us
Yeah, he teaches us, definitely. We love God and that we love one another.
How
to pray, yes, yeah. Hope, yeah. Many areas where Jesus taught us. And he actually said in the end of Sermon on the Mount, which is a big section about Jesus teaching,
that... How to get places?
He guides us. But he said, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. So there's a star of the show from that point of view. But I think there's another big reason why he's the star of the show as well. That's he laid down his life for us. Amen. To die for our sins, to be an atonement for our sins. I'll just pull my Bible out at this point because it's not quite in my head, but it is here. He said, or John said, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Atoning sacrifice is sort of... a way of saying that Jesus died for us in our place, that we might live. Right, so we think, actually, Romeo, you intimated it, but I don't want to put you on the spot because it's for all of us, really. And because often we think we're the star of the show, don't we? We think we're the most important. And actually, we even forgot Jesus at the beginning of this nativity, didn't we? But actually, life is not all about us. It's not all about us. But then we go to the other extreme. Do you know what we often say to ourselves? We just say, I'm rubbish. I can't do anything. I'm no good, I'm not like that person there or that clever person, they can do this and they can do that. And we get into a little bit of a pity party sometimes. But that is not true. The reason it's not true is actually because of Jesus. And if we think about everybody here, everybody had a part to play, didn't they? From Mary to Joseph to the kings to the shepherds. I was going to say that even the sheep. And everything that they did actually all pointed to Jesus. And in the New Testament, it encourages us that whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God. So I think there's an important lesson here, and that is that we don't forget that Jesus is the star of the show, and that when we find him, then we also find our right place in life as well. Amen. Amen.